Most people don't realize how much of their personal information is bought and sold every day. Data brokers are making billions pulling details about you from public records and the internet, then packaging and selling it, usually without your consent. That's how your information lands in the hands of scammers, spammers, and even stalkers. It's why you get endless robocalls and why ads seem to follow you everywhere. That's where Aura comes in. Aura actively removes your data from broker sites and keeps it off. They also instantly alert you if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura goes beyond data protection. With one app, you get a VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, dark web monitoring, and even up to $5 million in identity theft insurance, all backed by 24/7 US-based fraud support. Other companies might sell you just credit monitoring or a VPN. Aura gives you all of it, together, at the same price competitors charge for just one service. Start your free trial today at aura.com/protected. Protect yourself now at aura.com/protected.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's just another manic Monday here at the Gas Digital Studios, coming to you live from New York City. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. I just woke up. I was dead asleep on the couch in the other room because I flew here right from my gigs. And came here and took a nap, and now I'm ready to broadcast.
That's wild, dude.
So
good for
you landed this morning?
I woke up at 3:30 this morning and got on a plane, and I am here now.
That's wild. Good for you. Good for you for getting that done.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to miss a show, so everybody that wants a live one, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thank you to everyone that came to the first leg of the amazing Amico Brothers World Tour. By world, we meant mostly Indiana and Michigan, but that part of the world got it first.
Juggalo country.
I'll tell you, good turnout, fun,
good,
great shows, crack Amico. I was real glad I was not closing.
Oh, yeah.
He puts on a good show.
Killed and closed with a new song.
Oh.
An unreleased track that I will say might be his best song yet.
Okay. Oh, shit.
All right.
Absolutely killed. Very proud of him. I know he was nervous, but he fucking came through hard. A lot of fun. Thank you to all the venues. Thank you to all the fans. Did some meet and greets. That was the first time we've done those, the meet and greet tickets.
Nice.
Of course, I'll stay and talk and sign anything for anybody for free, but if people want to do that and support the venue, yes, we were happy to do so. And, oh boy, did I eat a lot of Chicago hot dogs. And I did some damage. I had a... At one point, had a few cocktails and decided I needed a foot-long chili cheese dog from Sonic. And, man, that's a lot bigger than you think it's going to be.
Did it fuck you up a little bit?
No.
No?
No, it was a big duty the next day.
Yeah, because I feel like that would be like, that's going to fuck up the consistency of my shit pretty bad. I think if I eat a foot-long Sonic hot dog, chili cheese dog.
I had you can judge this meal.
Yeah.
This was a late night meal.
Okay.
Footlong chili cheese dog. Sausage, egg, and cheese. Excuse me. Sausage, egg, cheese, pepper, onion, breakfast burrito.
Okay.
French toast sticks.
Yeah.
And a hot pretzel.
Okay. You know, Zach.
Zach.
I'm like, I want to judge you, But the thing is, I fight that demon. I eat like, dude, some of my orders are exactly that. I don't really, Sonic's not a big one for me, but like.
Usually it isn't.
But you're Sonic's like.
But I wanted good. Portillo's, and Portillo's had closed.
They had closed, so you're like, well, I'm craving this hot dog.
Yes, I still want a hot dog.
I need to satisfy the craving for the hot dog. Sometimes I get the flicker of like, you can just go to bed. You know what I do sometimes to like stave off the food? Because I'm like, I got to pick an evil that's like less bad. I'm like, what if I just binge porn for a bit? Because then I'm getting that dopamine satisfaction, but I'm not gaining weight. I'm going to be an addict, but in a different way.
That's pretty fair.
Yeah. I can't judge you at all. Cause I've done McDonald's is my big one. I'll do like, 3 McDoubles. They don't let you do it on the app anymore, but before I would do 3 McDoubles with Big Mac sauce, which ups the calorie count on that like crazy. Then we're getting some sort of chicken item, either a McChicken, which you guys don't really have here. It's different. Our McChicken in Canada is different than what you have here.
Okay.
And so I would get a McChicken or a 10-piece nug. And then I would, if I'm going crazy, we go like Big Mac or like luxury burger item, but for sure, a dessert's getting added in there. We're getting an apple pie. We're getting okay. What is it even called? A Frosty? What the fuck are they called?
That's
there?
That's Wendy's.
Again? Wendy's is a
McFlurry.
Frosty. McFlurry. We're going for a McFlurry. I'll order that like a fucking 2-3 o'clock in the morning and murder the whole thing.
You know what I think is an underrated McDonald's item?
Oh, gimme.
Cookies.
They're so good.
Oh,
their sugar cookies are great.
The chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah.
You don't think about it.
Yeah.
They got an oven.
Yeah.
They fucking crank those boys out.
They do.
Subway cookie, very good. Anywhere, like a cookie, pretty goddamn consistent.
Yeah, a cookie, you can always rely on a cookie. Yeah,
especially if it's soft.
That'll get you nice when you're really feeling it.
Yeah,
that's a nice wrap up. When their ice cream machine's broken, you know what? That's all right.
You're like, I need something sweet. I remember the first time I tasted a McDonald's apple pie. It was like fucking. It's like one of those. It's like a cartoon where a guy smokes weed for the first time, and he's like falling into a jug of Kool-Aid or something. Like it blew.
Have
my
you had the Taco
mind.
Bell caramel empanada? Very similar,
no.
But fried better.
No, I haven't.
Didn't even know they had that.
It was an old one, and they just brought it back.
So Taco Bell's not big in Canada, and so I've never really had a love for Taco Bell. Taco Bell's a very low ranking.
To me, Taco Bell is a very. That's the easiest one to fall into.
Okay.
But fun fact, Taco Bell, one of the healthiest fast foods you can go to. It
really?
Is the highest protein to calorie ratio. A lot of their stuff is like actually really fresh. It got like a bad reputation back in the 90s, but like they make all of their stuff like same day.
And my
it's all really
my Taco
good.
Bell is surprising.
Okay.
Bean or black bean burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else.
Really?
That's what I love. Bean and cheese burritos.
Bean and cheese burritos. Just murder a few of those.
Yep.
I've had to call my OA sponsor to talk me off of like going to Taco Bell at 2 a.m. and getting Doritos Locos Tacos.
What's an OA sponsor?
Overeaters Anonymous.
You go to Overeaters Anonymous?
It's embarrassing, but yes. It's the only thing that works. I used to. Okay, so right now I'm
that's a crazy.
I know. I know.
That's you think fatter that it's, you, than his fucking order, dude. That's crazy.
You think it's just narcotics and alcohol. No, they've got one for us, too. No, the...
Also, I don't think my order was that crazy because I did not get a cheeseburger.
No, like I'm telling you, I want to do that. I want to do that.
I really think that was... it was 2 entree things and 2 sides.
Yeah.
For me, that's not that bad.
I love overeating. I love it.
It's best.
One of my favorites.
But question for both of you.
Yeah.
McDonald's nugs, what are we dipping them in?
Mm. See, I just go straight ketchup. I don't fuck with the... I
You're
like the nuggets.
Insane, dude.
I like
that's
the nuggets.
That's one of the most fucked... I think that's more fucked than dry.
Yeah.
I think that's more fucked than dry, dude. That's fucking crazy. You have this array of wild sauces that they make that
like,
poison you in glorious
ways. Yeah, but that makes
glorious
that makes it sound like you were molested.
Yeah,
well,
were you molested?
If you like ketchup on...
Yeah, dude, that's like a...
Your math works out, Zach.
That's a post-molestation,
by a
I'm
clown,
sorry.
By a red and white clown?
Yeah. Dude, after you get molested, your molester gives you some nuggets with ketchup to be like, hey, sorry
that
about
would, that.
That
would
sorry,
actually...
I forgot sauce.
I'd be all right. Yeah. I'd be like, all right, yeah, we're even now.
For me, it's barbecue or honey mustard, but lately, been going back to the classic... Honey.
Honey, wow. Okay.
Now, see, I like Chick-fil-A is my favorite, which is, I know, terrible during Pride Month, but like Chick-fil-A sauce, I could drink.
Yes.
I could drink a gallon of it. It's so fucking good.
I bet you could, you fat fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
tell that to your sponsor.
Right here, I'll give you, this is, if you want to go extra fat, chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Dipped in, you order the maple syrup package from breakfast.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I didn't even know they let you do that.
Let's call it jerry-rigged chicken and waffle experience.
Yeah, this is this is some deep fat knowledge, dude. When you start bringing out like side things, like you're like, dude, you can order the syrup and dip the nuggets in it. Yo,
it's got a secret
this
menu.
This is
that's
fucking
good.
Fire, dude. IK, the of the nugget sauces, I would say, like there's the main three. There's barbecue. There's sweet and sour. There's honey mustard. Those are like the holy grail kind of guys. My guy, I always get. I love this guy, but he's a newer guy. Is the hot mustard?
Yeah,
the hot mustard one. I think that one slaps. It's somehow spicy, and I know it's not like a pepper spice. It's some sort of chemical concoction.
It's
an acidic burn.
No, it's a more wasabi.
Wasabi, yes.
It's a horseradish burn.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
Because it's like the Chinese mustard.
Yes.
I like that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nothing makes me, I get so mad when I get Chinese food, and I put in my order every time, extra hot mustard.
Yeah.
Extra hot sauce, please.
Please, yeah.
And if they give me no.
Yeah.
Hot mustard, I almost be like, what did I get this for?
Dude, there
and
is...
I've bought hot mustard from Amazon to try and have it in the fridge, and it's just not the same.
Not the same, no. It's not the same, dog.
Also, I have used Chinese food hot mustard on chicken nuggets.
Yeah, and that also slaps.
Yeah, very much so.
Dude, there was this Chinese food spot in Toronto called Canton Chili. Famous Chinese food spot out there because it's open from 4 p.m. till 4 a.m. It's only for drunk people. And they have a very unique spring roll. They have like a ground beef spring roll. Most spring rolls are just veggie spring rolls,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I would order from there. I'll get a fucking huge thing of fried rice and then two orders of spring rolls. They're beef spring rolls. And then it would come with three sauces. You would have the hot sauce, the sweet and sour sauce, and the soy sauce, and I would put those all into one like bowl, mix all those sauces together with the stick itself, and then I would fucking crush those, dude.
How the fuck do you look like this?
Dude.
What do you
do? Because yesterday...
Walking shits.
Walking shits.
I do walking shits, too.
Dude. All I ate yesterday
was... Yeah, no, but he stops.
I fight the demon every day. Every day I fight the demon. And right now I'm on a good... I just got off like a... I lose weight really quick.
Yeah.
But I was on like a fucking hard one. I was like gut maxing, dude. My gut was the biggest I've ever seen it, dog. My favorite is fettuccine alfredo. That's what I go to. I'll do like a late fettuccine alfredo with like onion... Or not onion rings. What are the fucking calamari or something like that? Dude, I'll fuck that up, dude.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, I love it.
Did I tell you what we had in Toronto?
No, what'd you have?
We did a late a poutine run, and I got, I think it was tandoori over poutine.
Oh, yeah.
Indian food over poutine.
Smokes poutine, right?
Yeah. Dude?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how fucking good it was.
Yeah, dude. Smokes poutine is like, we have smokes. Do you know what poutine is?
Yeah.
So it's like we have a fast food spot that just serves like 20 different kinds of poutine.
My That's buddy Doug awesome. Had the logo tattooed on his arm because he did commercials for them. He did a tour with them because they had the truck.
They have the truck and they do like eating competitions
yeah,
and shit
so
like
he,
that.
He
yeah,
he filmed all those and he got a tattoo of smoke.
He's a big fan, dude.
And that he had all the raw footage and realized it was unusable.
Oh,
because
no.
He's a crazy man.
Oh, why? Why
smoke was whoever the real owner?
Yeah,
had like a P.T. Barnum idea of himself and what he was doing.
Yeah.
And he said that when you watch the footage back, it was just a crazy person. Throwing French fries at people. Like there was no narrative to it. As much as there was a narcissist who was always mad at his chick.
Ugh.
And they were taking a truck around with French fries.
Dude, hey, you know what? I mean, at least you got a functional business going.
But that is where we met, if people remember back in the day, a classic Zach Amico, when we during the pandemic, where we brought all the professional chuggers on.
What chuggers? Like, oh, they can chug drinks.
Yes.
So, like, what's Badlands and shit like that?
Badlands was on.
Yeah.
My boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Crazy Legs Conti, I believe we had, and two others.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, the challenge was, and Doug was on it with me. It was, this is so much harder than it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
6 bottles of beer in 6 minutes.
Yeah, that doesn't sound crazy.
Doesn't sound crazy at all.
Yeah.
It's, if you had poured all 6 of those into a thing, I could do it.
Yeah.
Is it just because of like the fresh carbonation?
There's something about it
mm-hmm.
that just stops you in your tracks.
Yeah.
You get so foamed up.
Yeah. Because I think when you're pouring the beer, each individual pour, it's like it's foaming. It's
and
like
you
6
have to
times
see them
the
in the challenge. They have to be closed, so you can't let them.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And one of the guys that did it was at his job in Canada.
Yeah.
Literally opening a restaurant.
Yeah.
And he put the camera down on the counter while he was taking people's orders.
Yeah.
And he had NA beers because we respect people's lifestyle choices.
Yeah.
And he destroyed us. He beat us in like, I think it was a minute 10.
Yeah.
He did the fucking swirl. He picked each one up and made a tunnel or a tornado.
Yeah. So you're getting the air going in and the air coming out at the same time.
Yeah. He was making fun of how bad Badlands was doing.
Wow. That's crazy. Jesus. It's all technique, dude. That's what a lot
of it
is.
I'm just puking into a bucket, and my wife's staring at her phone, going, "I think I'm stuck with him."
Yeah, I think I'm stuck with him. He's my ride home. Fuck, dude.
No, we were home. It was the pandemic.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We were
doing a virtual chugging contest.
Oh, we were trying to fill the time.
Yeah, I get it.
You had to fill it somewhere.
All right, let's knock plugs out of the way. I didn't even introduce our guests. We have Josie Marzolino.
Hi.
And our great friend, Che Duraneth from Two Goons. Thank you for being here. Now let's get plugs out of the way. Josie?
To my knowledge, I think that True Dat is happening, and I will be joining Naeem Ali on this network, so that's fun. And then if you're watching this live and you're in New York, I'm at The Stand tonight. Oh, December 3rd, I am doing a headlining show at Madison, Indiana. Please, dear God, if you're in 1 hour of that place, come to that. I really need people to come out to that. It's the first time I'm ever doing something like that. So,
well,
yeah.
Come on out and support. We just had a ton of great fans in Michigan and Indiana. So if you're in that area, drive down. See Joe's, which is very funny. Trey?
You can catch my podcast, Two Goons, on all platforms. We're everywhere. We're going to be up on Pornhub soon, actually, so that's exciting. And then you can catch my tour. I'm going to be in... what's it called? Plano, Texas in August. I'm also doing a charity gig in Barrie, Ontario in July. And I'm doing some gigs in Ottawa in July as well. And then we're gearing up for Australia and Europe. That's happening soon. No, that thing's been released, but it's looking like Australia in the fall, Europe in the winter. So just keep your eyes open for that. And then check out my special, How to Make Your Balls Bigger. It's out on YouTube now.
Fantastic. Follow me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. I've got a little bit of a break, but I'll be booking more shows soon. So it's punchup.live/Zach Amico for all my tickets. And if you love the show, head on over to guestdigitalnetwork.com today and use that promo code ZOO, ZOO. You get your little bit of money off your subscription. Your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat and the archives. Thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital programs from over the last decade. And you get our Friday bonus show. So please check it out. All right, let's start horny. I love Prism Connect.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great way, I think it's a great tool that we've definitely figured out is just for girls to get simps to put money on their books.
Yeah, for sure.
So they can buy ramen.
Mm-hmm.
And I fully support it.
Mm-hmm. That's really what all dating apps are.
Yeah. I'm fine with it. There's a lady that went up on Prism Connect, and when I tell you, if this lady ever needs some massive commissary, I think she found the one.
Oh, she gotcha.
I'll tell you, I haven't donated yet, but if I was ever gonna.
Yeah.
If I ever did not completely expect Mrs. Amico to find out. She does not have access. She's been pushing hard for a joint bank account.
Yeah.
And I keep pushing back on it because I know I'm going to fuck up with something like this.
Mm-hmm.
I also just don't want her to see my late night purchases sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you don't want her to see the Sonic order.
I think that sharing your bank account info with your wife will make your life better. In your particular case, I think she might. You might give in to your vices less.
There's some things where it's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And it's broke.
It's. I don't know if it's broke.
Listen, there's multiple reasons beyond my eating, Josie.
No, I wasn't saying you're eating. I was thinking other things that you might purchase that I wasn't going to say on air because I'm your friend.
That's fine. People know. People know that I've partaken in illegal activities.
Okay.
But I think more than just, I don't know, man. Because now,
how
every
long
time
you been married?
Coming on 5 years.
Come on.
I'm.
She knows who she's married to.
I know, but here's the thing. If I buy dinner, I still want to thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I buy dinner and use our joint bank account, I just bought dinner with our money.
Yeah.
That's actually
a really
good point.
And I lose I can't buy her things anymore because I'm taking it from the joint bank account. Or if I want to fucking splurge and buy her something, which I do every once in a while.
Okay.
Now she'll see the... Then I got to keep secret money other than the secret money I already keep.
which is
a sock full of Skankfest money. Skankfest bloody money.
I think keeping it separate, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's fair.
Especially if it's like it keeps the sanctity of things, you know?
And then
you get a little bit of privacy. You get a little bit of wiggle room, you know? You can donate to Prison Connects and have no one know. And it's like, that's just for me.
And I'll be honest with you. I have not a habit of every once in a while, if I have had a few cocktails.
Yeah.
I like to fucking do a GoFundMe or two for people.
Yeah, that's nice.
Because I go, well, I can spend this money on something stupid.
Yeah.
Or if a fan puts up a GoFundMe for like their mom or something, I'm like, oh, wouldn't this like fucking make their day?
Literally a GoFundMe. Okay.
I'll donate.
I totally thought you meant like an OnlyFans.
No.
Said a GoFundMe.
No, I'll like straight up if I just see somebody, it could be like a once removed person, like somebody I don't even know.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my cousin has this, and I'll go on it if it seems like, oh,
legit,
that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, you know what? Give him $250.
Yeah.
And then I don't care. It's not enough that it's going to fuck my life up.
Mm hmm.
But I could have spent that $250 on a fucking toy or a fucking video game or a fucking useless thing.
Yeah.
Instead, I did that, and then I feel good.
Yeah,
that's nice.
100%. That is nice.
And I don't want to have to explain that to my wife. What happened? I gave $300 to GoFundMe for who? I don't know. I was sad.
Yeah. It's nice to have a little bit of privacy.
That's
still
fair.
Be your own person.
So let's look at this Prison Connect girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck me up. Yo.
Drawn from your mind.
Get the fuck out.
What
That's,
did she do?
Whoa. Nothing that bad. Okay. Whoa. Something I need to know. This page, this Prison Connect page, this isn't run by the prison, right?
No, this is an app.
This is an app.
I believe it's an app. Shannon, correct me?
Yeah, I believe it's an app. And by the way, I did find her. And
yep.
This is her mugshot.
Yeah.
Ooh, the mugshot, a little rough.
Ooh, Lancaster.
It's terrifying.
A little, yeah, the mugshot.
Well, you know, she's been through a thing or two.
Yeah.
Hey, she's out in time for Halloween this year. That's fun.
Yeah. And what has she got? Third degree assault.
Threatening, though. So she didn't actually do it.
Yeah, but this one's fucking nuts, dude. Now that I'm seeing the pictures, hot as fuck. The mugshot, meth.
That's just because she has no eyebrows. And as a bitch who also has no eyebrows, once you throw them on, she looks fine.
Shannon, can you zoom in on her a little?
Let me see if I can just open this up. Hold on.
Yeah, but she also has such little fat on her face that I'm like, oh, dude, you... And she has, there's some narcotics that have been going in intravenous.
It's the age of Ozempic. You can't tell. She definitely does meth, but
she can afford filler, which is nice.
Okay, yeah. What leads me to believe Trey is correct.
Yeah.
Would be underneath those cheeks does not seem like it's the same amount of teeth on both sides.
she might be missing a couple teeth, dude.
Now, that being said.
Getting lip filler when you're missing teeth is so fun. That's so good.
That being said, 100% still.
100%?
Yeah, dude, the undercut like that with the bangs.
See, the bang.
I've been very into it. Have you seen the girls that are getting the haircut where they shave the middle and they have bangs and then hair in the back?
Shave the middle, no.
Imagine a mohawk that goes where, like, if you were wearing Beats, like, had big headphones.
Yeah.
They shave where the headphones would go.
Oh, so they shave, like, here? Like, a loop around the ear?
Or, no. Like, here?
Yes.
So
put your hands on your ears.
Yes.
And now meet in the middle. Like, they shave that.
Oh, my God.
And leave bangs in the front.
And you like that.
It's very dykey, but I really like it.
Yeah, okay. I would say beyond very dykey. Yeah.
I've loved girls that had the Death Hawk when I was young.
What's the Death Hawk?
Like the old-timey frizzy goth mohawk with the sides. Still, so you have like the long curlies on the side, but then it's shaved bald.
Okay.
It's like a wide mohawk. Shannon, look up.
Wait, was this the first one that you were talking about? I'm not sure that I'm gathering.
That's what we're
It's similar, yeah.
And then what's the other one? Sorry.
A Death Hawk.
Oh. See, the only problem is when I see a girl with a haircut like that, I'm like, man, you got so many opinions.
Yeah.
You got so much shit to... And
not
like,
back in the 2000s.
No, back in the 2000s.
It just meant she liked concerts.
Yeah.
No, but, now it means you're going to get some weird text messages.
Yeah. Like,
there we go. That's... Yeah.
It's just like...
Okay.
You
go the blue-green one.
That's the Death Hawk.
There we go. That blue on the, if you go to the suggestions under that blue right there, yeah, those would be Death Hawks. Yeah.
Okay.
So that, yeah.
I could understand this one. The other one that you just, the headphone thing, that's out of my wheelhouse.
I just, like,
I think it's something hot about a girl with a shaved part of her head. I like touching it.
Fair enough.
Like, I just don't want to listen to a conversation complaining about, like, the patriarchy and how, like, corporations are keeping us down, but you're also, like, on prescription drugs, and, like, it's like, I'm like, I can't do it, man.
No.
I just want to hang out and have a good time, and, like, this is just, like, too heavy. It's too heavy.
Now, Mr. Durian.
Yes.
I'm not saying I'm anywhere in your league of sexual accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
When I was single, I did okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had a few good runs.
Yeah.
And Josie, I apologize. I hope this doesn't come out mean or misogynist in any way. I'm just trying to connect with Che for a second. Every girl that puts on the front of the hardcore glasses feminist.
Yes.
Waving the finger, posting things on Facebook like, I'm not racist.
Yes.
Those are the same girls that... very quickly asked to be choked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would 100% agree.
Or called names. Were dominated.
Yeah.
Come on the face.
Yes.
The ethical slut. I believe
the ethical slut. Yeah.
Was a big book that a lot of girls in my time read.
Yes.
And if she had the ethical slut, you were leaving. If you went to her house and saw the ethical slut laying around, you were leaving with an empty ball bag.
Oh, dude, that's true.
But
no,
those guys, those fucking the girls, they had the look.
Yes.
The you know, almost the sad, like the goth librarian kind of look.
Yeah. And I would, back in the day, I would do it. But now I'm like, I'm older and I'm tired. I'm more tired now. And so if I'm going on a date and a girl's got all, like, she wants to talk about all this heavy shit, I'm just kind of like, ah, oh, bro, like, I'm chilling, dude. I'm chilling. Like, unless they want to do conspiracy theories, that I can get into. If they want to just be like, you know, it's this group that's fucking us. But if they want to be like, yo, they're fucking poisoning the food and they're going to an island and fucking kids, I'm like, yes. We got to go crazy. You got to go crazy.
Because that's
it.
Fun. That's like you're solving a mystery.
Yes,
yeah.
That's fun. And it's not like, oh, it's Zach who's fucking us. It's like it's a fucking shadowy billionaires. And then I'm like, okay, yeah, we're on the same team kind of thing, you know? Yeah, it's not me versus you or that white random white guy versus you. It's the fucking giant shadow government versus you. That's, I can get behind that. Yeah,
that's very fair.
Yeah.
Josie, your thoughts?
I mean, you're...
Am I being mean when I say that those are the girls that
No,
are the
you're
first
being 100% thing? Accurate. I at one point was a very, very, very heavy post on Facebook every day. When I was in college, I was a little
shit. You
just
said very, very heavy.
Well, yeah, I was very, very heavy. And then also, I was back in college. I was a fucking social justice warrior.
And you had a black
comedy. I did have a black scent. How did you know that?
Because he posted a video.
I did on my close friends. I did a black scent. I don't know
why. It was wild.
It was crazy. Like, I did like a really... No, and so here's the thing. So I...
Can you do it for us?
It may come out at some point. So
have some more red drink.
So I hear that this is like an ADHD trait. It's something I've always done. But like if I talk to somebody with an accent, I'll start to kind of mimic it back to them.
Yeah.
And I guess during college, I was just hanging around with enough people that had that accent that I just
fucked by a lot of black
people. I was gonna say chubby. Why would a chubby white girl in college?
This is gonna shock you.
Hanging out.
I've never had sex with a black guy.
Really?
And it's not like on purpose.
Shannon, do we have a marriage material drop?
Well, now it's just racist.
No, it's
you
not.
You weren't taking any black dick, and you were stealing
their culture. I didn't have sex. Once in college. I went all of college completely celibate.
Those black guys would have fucked you, though. You realize that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they would have fucking dicked you down.
I used to be... So I've been much fitter than this, but I've also been 60 pounds heavier than this. Mm-hmm. And I had to get a breast... Like, I've had a huge tits and ass since I was, like, 12 years old. So I know that, like, the option was there. But I didn't spring for it in college.
We got to hear this black scent. We got to hear it. I'm dying.
I'll pull up a video.
Yeah, now is it a black scent plus Philly or is it just black scent? I know you're Philly. You're Baltimore.
I'm originally. So no, it wasn't. I don't think I really had.
All right, bring up the video. We got to hear.
I'll find one. It's going to take me a minute, but I'll find one.
Take your time. While you're doing that, we will. We'll look at this real quick. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. That's right. Stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time and you don't even know what's in there. When you go to YoKratom.com today, they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you use Kratom for one of its many, many benefits, there's only one place in the world, and there's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. So check them out today, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into the program.
Speaking of conspiracy theories, victim of vile anti-Semitic attack in NYC relives horrible moment. Hair was ripped out by maniac screaming, Jews are eating kids.
Jesus Christ, dude. That sounds a little rough. Oh, this is...
Jews are eating kids?
Yeah.
Yeah,
smell the kids.
Yeah. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Whoa.
Jews are eating kids?
Well, this lady's nuts.
It's okay for her to get my kids choked out?
I'm assaulted. Okay, yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy. It's okay for them. I like how she says it. Like it's confirmed fact.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's okay for her to eat a kid. Like, we all know that that woman specifically ate a kid, and we're all like, oh, that's the kid eater.
She can eat a kid, but I can't choke her down. Like,
what? I thought this was America. That's the kind of energy that I had.
You know, they say New York is the great melting pot.
Yeah.
When you heard crazy person on subway screaming, Jews are eating kids.
Yes, yeah.
Did you picture older black woman?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Well, I for sure, white man. That's you thought, you know, you didn't think?
I live in an all black neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is just a recent thing. Not hot on the Jews. Mm. My neighbors have a lot of opinions on the Jews right now, and they'll say shit like that, where they're like, yeah, they're eating kids, and they're, you know, they're fucking all of us. It's a whole thing.
Just normally when you go, like, full crazy rant, it's normally, like, homeless white guy. Is that? Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I would say maybe occasionally homeless black.
Occasionally, yeah. But I feel like homeless blacks don't usually go Jew. Like, I don't think they're usually yelling stuff about the Jews. I mean, that's
I think it might be more popular.
Yeah, so it's picking up.
Because everyone's like hot on Israel right now.
Yeah,
so I think it's trickling down.
Yeah. My connection to the crazies isn't fresh. I gotta get updated. This is updating me.
Hey Shannon, while Josie brings that up, can we show our good friend Shay here five-ish?
Okay.
I guess they did this on Comptown years ago. I found out, but we thought we found it, but we're way late to the game on this.
Yeah,
this is a charity called URA.
URA.
URA is the sister charity of Cars for Kids.
Okay, so I just learned about Cars for Kids. And Cars for Kids is some sort of like the money was all going to Israel or something like that?
It was going to sending kids on backpacking trips through Israel, but mostly it was being used for buildings and facilities to be purchased in Israel for private ownership.
So which means like what, they were taking land away from Palestine, that kind of thing?
They're fucking real estate. It's just real estate for Israel.
Oh, it's just real estate for Israel.
It's just Jews getting money.
But and what was this? Cars for Kids was what, teaching kids how to drive?
Cars for Kids, you donated your old car.
Yeah.
They said we'll pick it up and either fix it and sell it or scrap it.
Yeah.
And the money goes to kids.
And
the commercials would be like, you know, the Burger King Kids Club.
Yeah.
All different kids. It was just Jewish kids.
It was just Jewish kids, and it mostly was going to Israel.
Yeah.
And then, the mascot's a dollar, which is hilarious.
So this is five-ish. He's a sentient $5 bill.
Yeah.
And if this was a Whitest Kids You Know sketch, you would go, I think they took it a little too.
Too far.
Yeah. Shannon, can you show him dancing?
No.
It's a five. I don't want to watch Comptown watch it.
So what's URA?
That's the sister charity of Cars for Kids.
Yeah.
And it is a Israeli charity.
Israeli charity. And what's their mascot for that?
That is. That's five-ish.
Oh, that's five-ish. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, in the one video we watched, they have a plush. Five-ish that you could, that he goes, if you only donate $260, which made me laugh because that meant it was $250, and somebody went, what about shipping? We're going to take a bath on shipping.
I was just telling my friends out there that there are only hours left until the most holy and heilige day of the week.
You mean Shabbos?
Yes, Viggy, and I have a very special surprise guest coming this Shabbos Kodesh. Nobody knows who.
I can guess.
He kind of looks like a Nick Kroll character in Big Mouth.
Yeah, dude, he looks and sounds like it too.
Not Shraga Favelvat. You think I would have Dechazen as my guest? Ach, too much schlepping and traveling for him when he
is this. Whoa! Pause. Is this the real ad or is this parody?
These are real sketches.
No.
From these are this is Shannon.
Yeah, this is from their chat. This is from the URA page.
This is crazy.
There's video of them filming in Israel.
Yeah.
And a bunch of Israelis start chasing five-ish around thinking they're making fun of Jews.
Oh my God.
And they've got to stop them and be like, no, it's a charity. And they're like, no, we know what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Shabbos. On display, my tablecloth is just for Shabbos. The nicest clothes for Shabbos, the best foods are for Shabbos, the finest of everything we plan. By the way, every video is just in this front lawn.
Which is like the owner, I guess, his house.
I would assume it's his kids or his kids and their friends.
Yeah, he's like, we'll just shoot it at my house. Why we got to pay for a lot?
We'll do it in my driveway.
Yeah. We just shoot at my
By
place.
The way, if you're looking out the if you're Tony Soprano, and you're looking out the window of your neighborhood,
and you see a bunch of Jews dancing with a dollar,
six Jewish kids dancing with a dollar while one films.
Yeah, you're like, what?
Carmela, they're making one of their fucking movies again.
If you were the neighbor that saw that and then like told people, you would be like the guy who was like, I swear to God, there's Jews digging underneath of my house,
exactly.
And no one would believe you, but they're doing it.
I swear to God, every Saturday. they dance with a dollar.
That's still funny. That tweet, the guy being like, I can hear them below my floorboards. The Jews are tunneling. They're like, this guy's crazy. It's like, no.
Maybe we're dismissing that lady on the subway. Maybe she saw something.
Hello, hello, hello.
The Jews. Yeah, Jews are eating kids, man. I mean, I don't. It's just a small.
I mean, at least a piece at a time.
I think it's a small group of Jews that are eating. Yeah. It's not all the Jews.
Well, and like Hillary Clinton definitely eats kids. She's not Jewish.
She's not Jewish.
So
yeah.
It's like, I think
she's not likable enough to be Jewish.
Is that part of being Jewish? You gotta be really likable.
Think about everybody in Hollywood.
I just think that's how awful she is.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. it's like, it's not, I don't think it's a Jewish thing. It's more of like I think
it's an ultimate elite.
Yeah. I like that we stuck. Okay, I've liked the new term because everyone's calling them the elites, but that is like giving them a term of superiority where it's like they just have a lot of money. They're not better people or smarter or nicer. But when people start calling them the Epstein class, I'm like, yes, the Epstein class. Yeah. That's who's eating kids. It's not like your guy at your local deli. I don't think he's eating kids.
No. My ex of like 5 years was Jewish and I would go to the Passover and stuff like that. They're nice people. They're good people. There's good Jews.
I don't think they support the eating of kids.
No. That's definitely like... And not everybody that went to Epstein Island was Jewish.
And now there's someone listening to Guest Jitch will be like, they got them. They're part of the fucking. They're spreading.
They've been compromised.
Yeah, we've been compromised.
I mean, there had to be people, and I'm sure somebody does this a bit, that went to Epstein Island for not kid fucking. Like,
yeah.
There had to be somebody that does this bit. Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. That is like the buffet was great.
I think JJ literally has a thing where he's like the spread. The spread was good. Yeah.
Lemaire's bit is, he's like, I'd be there. I'd be taking a jet ski around that island just like, what Jeff is doing is fucked up. But like, and yeah.
Dude, well, fuck, there was someone, not Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel is another evil guy. Who's that guy? He's one of the fitness dudes, and he was hooking them all up with like all these like peptides and shit. And there's an email. He had a show on PBS that got canceled. I can't remember what the fuck this guy's name is. But he had an email with Jeff that was like, you know, I want to tell my friends, the hardest part about being friends with you is I can't tell anyone how crazy your life is. It's like, what, fucking kids on an island, dude?
Pretty crazy,
dude. It's pretty crazy, dude.
That's who put together the mutant games, right?
Yes, yeah. He's big on like spreading that propaganda, and he has a bunch of contracts with the government with like drones and shit. He's what the fuck's his company? Not Anthropic. Anthropic's Claude.
Is he Palantir?
Palantir, yes, Palantir. So Palantir's all like they basically, you know about the Palantir list,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just like keeping all your data in one list. He wants to build data centers in the ocean because there's no laws, so it doesn't matter. You can keep whatever the fuck you want in there. So literally, like it'll be these giant floating orbs in the ocean that just store all your data away from any legal ramifications, which is like, that's fun.
He's officially taken his family and relocated out of the U.S. They live in Argentina now in one of the zones that's like, if a nuke hit, it's not going to hit this.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I don't think the U.S. is safe or stable anymore. And I'm like, oh, well, you know everything. You have all the data, so that's scary.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I wonder who destabilized it, too. Was it your good friend Jeffrey Epstein, who was on 4chan and Reddit causing a culture war to destabilize Americas to make the property cheaper?
Did you see the thing that was like, I think he's alive because, what was it? Was it Fortnite?
There was
his account went active again.
There's something that said his account went active, but also his apparently on the autopsy,
but how many kids' iPads did he?
That's true. He's logged in a lot of places. This guy. I mean, he was loose with the emails, man.
Yeah.
Loose as fuck with the emails. But he apparently his body had he had his prostate removed, and on the autopsy report, his body had a prostate, and so that doesn't add up. You can't grow a prostate. Like
he might have. If anybody figured it out.
Yeah, you know, maybe eating kids helps you grow your prostate back. Who knows?
He might have figured it out.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, hey, listen, I just, with Peter Thiel, I admire the fact that he is so petty
mm-hmm.
that when he got outed, he went, I'm going to destroy this company.
Yeah, he just
And then instead of just doing it the old-fashioned way, he saw an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
He went, Hulk Hogan has no money.
Yeah.
I will give Hulk Hogan all of the money. And he will single-handedly destroy Gawker.
Yeah, and he did. He destroyed Gawker.
I will send him the scariest burnt lawyer.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen Hulk. No. Shannon, can you please look up Hulk Hogan's lawyer?
Is he terrifying?
He looks... Like,
what do you mean by burnt?
Have you ever seen when a baby bird falls out of the nest and the mom bird is like,
yeah, we're leaving this one to die.
This, I can't, yeah. It's, I don't think he's making it.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Yeah. Ew, 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 ew.
It looks like when Deadpool tries to be normal.
Yeah. You know, his hair is clearly a hairpiece. Is he really burnt? Did he have some sort of burning?
He's all fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because the hair is not.
He looks
no way.
Like the guy wearing the man suit from Men in Black.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
I was saying specifically, he looks like in Deadpool Wolverine when he staples the wig to himself to work at the car dealership.
Yes, dude. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And yeah, he just went, I'm going to fucking destroy this company.
Yeah.
And by a morally bankrupt person.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Biggest liar in history.
Yeah, wasn't there a thing with Hulk Hogan where all the wrestlers tried to unionize and then
he snitched.
Yeah, that's a fucking horrible company man piece of shit thing
to
do.
Jesse Ventura was putting together a union. He went to Vince McMahon and said, you got to fire Jesse.
Yeah, that is fucked,
that's
dude.
Crazy.
That's fucked, bro. You fuck over all your fellow workers so that you can, like, that's fucking...
And what he got even in trouble for is hilarious. Like, he was fucking his friend's wife on film.
Yeah. Saying the N-word.
Saying the N-word unrelated.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't even like, hey, I've got a thing.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, all right, brother. Like, listen, this is between us in bed.
Yeah.
It was in between the set, you know.
Yeah.
When you're just your most honest in yourself.
When you're fucking your friend's wife.
When you're fucking your friend's wife.
You want to hear something fucking awful? This is terrible.
Always.
My aunt's going to kill me. When my grandma was dying, I was her favorite, so I went and visited and everything, and she was telling me, you know, just stuff about her life, and she's like, oh, well, you know, your grandpa and I were until they got married, they were long distance. She lived in New York, and he was in D.C., and so they wrote letters back and forth to each other, and she was like, yeah, I kept all of his, and, you know, I asked him, oh, did you keep any of mine? And he said, no, typical man, but I have all of his letters, and I would like for you to read them. So I asked my aunt, I was like, pull these aside for me. She never let me read them. Finally, my mom got her hands on them and was like, here, you can just have them. Now I know why.
Were they filthy?
They're littered with the N-word for no fucking reason.
Oh, wow.
No, now, okay. My grandpa was a cop in D.C. in the 50s.
Oh, so he was just going over his day.
He was going over his day, but I'm like, in the middle of like their wedding planning. And I'm like, ew, like, Grant, like, God, that's...
Damn.
I did not see that coming. No. I thought it was going to be like they wrote each other dirty letters.
No, I was hoping for that. I was like, I want to see something like that.
They had an
open
relationship or something like that. They were fucking, like, group fucking. But
no.
Like, I wasn't expecting the
N-word. No, it was just the N-word. And I'm like, oh, this is awful.
Wow.
Never mind.
Wow,
like,
dude.
Like, was it like, and you know who I hate? Or was it like, today I saw?
It was like, yeah, well, you know, I'm locking up drunks and... other people, and I was like, okay.
Okay.
Jesus.
Cool, Grandpa.
Holy.
Cool, Grandpa.
Yeah. Was it mostly Grandpa dropping it?
Well, I didn't read any of the ones from Grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that
I
makes
would be
sense.
More shocked if it came from, because Grandma grew up in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. Like, both of them are immigrants from Ireland. But my grandma came when she was like 2 years old and then grew up in the Bronx.
Yeah.
And I never knew her to be... Yeah, you know, I mean, she was like 80, but like, I never knew her to be anything like that.
Yeah.
So who knows? But yeah, I was shocked with Grandpa too. But I was like, damn, like in your love letters to your lady, you're just like also detailing that. That's insane.
I think if you're an Irish cop in the 50s in D.C., it's probably like fucking.
I could
that's
guessed.
Coming out like that's in the office that's happening probably.
Yeah,
I would
for
guess
for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
In the police station, everyone's talking.
It's
like
in
that.
Reports.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Probably.
It's like I was being nice.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I
was going to use a mean term for him.
I think it's probably flying out super loose.
Come on.
Yeah.
So I've got that. My aunt was like, I'm going to burn them. I'm like, well, you're not going to do that. I'm going to keep them. It's part of the family history, whether you like it or not. Like, it is the detailing of like them
meeting and planning their wedding.
Oh, yeah, my grandpa was a racist, like your grandpa probably, too.
Right.
Like everyone's grandpa was probably.
These letters are from 1956.
Yeah, it's like they were racist.
They were racist.
What are you talking? Were they even doing? Was the Negro League even started back then? Like, are you kidding me? And they called it the Negro League. Guys.
And you know what? My baby sister just like 2 weeks ago married a black guy. So it's like, you know what? God has a beautiful,
dude.
It all.
It's we're washing it out, you know? That's why each generation a little better.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in. All while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
My cousins said, not my grandma, his grandma on the other side. When his sister started dating, she was in the military. She was a Marine, and she started dating a black guy, and they got engaged. And his, not my grandma, the other grandma on the other side, I swear, said, I'd rather die than come to the wedding.
Jesus Christ.
And she died the week of the wedding.
God bless. God has a good sense of humor.
Everyone was happy.
God has
everyone was happy.
Yeah.
Not a person was upset.
Yeah.
Everyone went, well, she got what she wanted.
You got your wish, lady. Hey, good for her. You know what?
My dad was telling me, he's like, yeah, there's like some, you know, people in his office and stuff and friends being shitty. Like, how do you feel about having a black son-in-law? And he was like, I like him better than I like my own son.
Yeah.
Which is just true. He's like, he's a great guy. He's got his life together. Like, he's awesome.
Yeah, that old school racism. This is the thing. Like, it's always back to the Epstein talk, guys. It's all it's all just how can we divide everyone on a stupid bullshit. If you look at everyone who's, like, assassinated, it's not everyone, but usually it's when people are trying to bring people together. Like, Martin Luther King didn't get assassinated when he was like, hey, we need to be able to vote. He got assassinated when he went to, he started going to like blue collar working environments and trying to get the poor whites and the poor blacks to be like, hey, you know who's fucking you? Not each other. This guy who runs the fucking business. He's fucking you. And once he started doing that, they went, no, this guy's got to die. Once we realize we're all on the same side and there's one group of people that are fucking us, it's not Asians, it's not white guys, it's not black guys, it's not cops. It's one group of people.
Yeah.
Then we can get ahead.
And as somebody who grew up around poor whites and who now lives around poor black people, like, we all like the same shit.
Yeah.
They're the same.
Yeah, as long as there was a musician that told us all to spread peace and love. And then
you mean
they
like John Lennon?
Then they just sent a sent a sleeper cell guy to
just blow his fucking head off, dude. Dude, what was it? I won't say who I was talking to, but they were talking to about how their extended family is from like deep South Alabama, and then someone else he knows, their extended family is from like deep South Georgia, and it's like poor whites and poor blacks. And when they got together, they were they had way more in common than they had apart from each other.
Yeah,
they were talking about like wild shit. They're like, yeah, like. I wouldn't say here, but like they were talking about a lot of like shit that no one else has in common that they have in common. And then one thing would be off and they'd be like, oh no, like I can't be friends with you. And it's like, but he's like, yeah, but you're.
They're the exact, like, the basically same. The exact same. The for same. Sure.
If I'm watching a cooking video and it's something that looks amazing.
Yeah.
It is 50-50 what color those hands are coming into that shot again.
Yeah.
If I'm watching a fried bologna biscuit sandwich.
Yeah.
50-50.
Mm-hmm.
It is either a black man or a old white man with a bandolier of hot sauces.
Yes.
If I'm watching fishing, it is a guy that looks like David Lucas.
Yeah.
Have you seen the guy I'm talking about?
No.
He
But I know what you're
talking
about.
He only fishes with like hilarious bait. Like, I don't know who else to put it.
Yeah.
Like, he'll put like hot dogs in Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Or rub like Tang on chicken wings. Mm-hmm. And go, he looks like he's fishing for other black guys. I don't know how else to explain it. Everything he fishes with looks like he's like, I'm gonna catch a big one today.
I don't get a ton of fishing stuff, but the fishing stuff I always get is like middle-aged to older Asian dudes, like a guy, maybe like a guy from 30 to like 55. Asian guy who has like a very strange lure, and he's whipping it out and like getting it in cans and stuff, or like putting it through little holes, like trick shotting the lure through stuff. I don't ever get actual fishing, but that's the only fishing content I get, and I like that shit quite a bit.
I get a lot of guns lately because I trade videos with Doug Yerim a lot.
A lot
of hunting, a lot of ballistic tests.
I gotta reset my algo. You can do that. And
It will be weird when you first do it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, it's like, we'll just show you anything, and you'll get like weird videos from like Middle Eastern children.
Yeah.
Like just showing you their street. Mm-hmm. It's strange.
But I need, my algorithm used to be, the best way I can describe it is just like people's misfortune. And I loved it. Like a great example is like, you know that trend that's going on right now where a guy like picks his girlfriend up on his shoulder and then he puts his arm out and she like sits on the arm while it's like, I saw one of those and she falls. My whole algorithm. It was just different versions of that. Skateboard, guy falls over, kid eating ice cream, bird snatches it. That was the whole algo. And now it's all fucked and shit. So I got to get back to that. Just people having a bad day.
Yesterday I was watching a band play and a tsunami hit.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah, that was a pretty good content. One.
Oh, do you know that guy, that Polar 2, the Wolverine guy?
No, please.
You don't know the wolf? Oh, my God. Shannon, please find the... I think it's Two Polar or Polar 2. He's a rapper, but he also just, like, acts like Wolverine on a suburban street. Like, he'll be in front of, like, a Cold Stone Creamery, and he has the claws and the mask, and he'll be like, I'm shredding it up where legends are made, and he's just like fucking like tornado claw, and he just yells. He'll be like, wah! Like, dude, he does full on Wolverine in like just regular, like cars are driving by and people are like looking out of their windows like, what the fuck is
that
this
is,
guy
is
doing?
Some of my favorite content,
dude.
One of my old favorite things was the guy that used to be the merchant from Resident Evil.
Yes.
What are you buying?
And he would do it to people at the grocery store. Yeah, dude. I love that guy.
We have such different algorithms.
Dude, you got to see. This guy's like, he's openly bipolar, and he's like kind of, he's just like, I'm crazy, and I just act like Wolverine. But he's also a rapper. So like, if he goes on tour, I gotta go to this guy's show. He goes like, Swiss cheese, Swiss cheese, Swiss cheese, and just has these Wolverine claws, bro. And he's upgrading now. He's starting to do like videos that have like cuts and shit and like different characters in them.
I'm in 100%. Did you find anything, Shannon?
No, I'm trying to search for it in different ways. I searched on YouTube, looking Twitter.
Look.
Wolverine guy polar.
Yeah, Wolverine guy. He's on Instagram is where I watch all this shit. Instagram, Wolverine guy, bipolar. That we got to get some juice on this. This guy, I can't believe you don't know this guy. Oh my God.
I'm juiced up on this. I still have not committed to if I'm getting an Xbox or a PlayStation now that my Xbox shit the bed.
PlayStation, dude.
But that Wolverine game is really starting to make me...
That's PlayStation exclusive.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I don't know how video game informed you are. So Xbox lost. They've lost the console wars. And now there's this new person coming in who's trying to reinvigorate and save it. Their next console is most likely going to be like a mid-range PC that's going to be about $1,500. So if you want to stay in the Xbox ecosystem, that's what it's going to cost you. This is him.
I'm the Wolverine.
Yeah, dude.
Yo, this guy rules.
That's awesome.
Just on the stream.
I'm weapon.
Oh, I love him.
And the best part is, he's not even trying.
No, he's not like fit or anything, dude. But he just sprints around everywhere.
Yeah, I really want to see this third one of him just in a t-shirt at home.
club. This ought to be the last time you ever try to fuck with me. Cause I really let this shit spark. Let's let them planes fly. Come on, Bob.
See, this is what the internet was made for.
Nice.
Yes, dude. Yeah, get a PlayStation.
I will now, obviously. So I think about all the trauma silly men that I've met in my life that I share videos of constantly with my friends in group chats.
Mm-hmm.
People definitely know that guy. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Bipolar Wolverine.
Yeah.
That's a guy in people's lives who are like, have you seen fucking Jim?
Yeah, what he's doing on the internet?
And then they bring it up and they're at parties like, you gotta see him.
Yeah, he's like going full
I
up,
gave
dude.
Josie a deep dive.
That was so fun.
Onto some trauma. We called him our whack pack, like Stern.
Yeah.
I showed Josie a few of them and she looked genuinely concerned.
The one that just nudes galore.
Someone's just posting their own nudes on Instagram?
No, it wasn't on. Well, I don't think he posted them on Instagram.
At the time, he had put them all on Twitter.
He put all of his own nudes on Twitter?
Because I don't think he understood what it was.
Yeah.
So he would just put reference photos and then upload like 50 pictures off his digital camera.
Oh, my God.
But it would be like, because he draws.
Yeah.
So his Facebook also would have like, he would upload like 200 pictures a day, and it would say reference artwork.
Yeah.
And I think it was so he could print it out at the library.
Okay, yeah.
Printing out your own nudes at the library is awesome.
But then he would also put like reference photo, me turning into werewolf. And it would just be him naked on which was definitely his mother's bed. Just doing like contortions and like howling and shit.
Oh my God.
And I showed Josie he posted one day just a softy full body, like him laying like, he's also like almost 50.
Oh no.
And let's call a real stereotype destroyer.
Stereotype destroyer?
Yeah.
So he's like a black guy.
Oh, black
guy. African American
gentleman. Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out, I'm like, which stereotype are we talking about? Okay, so black guy, little penis.
Nothing to write home about.
Yeah. And he's, who is this guy in your lives?
He is involved very heavily in the trouble world. He shows up there. There's people that just show up.
Okay, yeah.
And eventually you go, I guess, do you want to be in it?
Yeah.
And then eventually they're just at everything, and that's somebody you hang out with now.
And the trauma world, that's the Toxic Avenger and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, and he just showed up. I mean, that guy in particular has just shown up to every event ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we did the zombie crawl, he was at every one of those. Mm-hmm. He won we had a brain-eating contest where they deep-fried cow brains, and he won. And then told us the story a year later. And I don't know why I want to do his voice so bad. I hope nobody fucking rats me out on this. He goes, oh, one time a zombie crawled, he sounds a little Asian. I was so hungry, but, you know, my mom didn't give me money. So I was like, what am I going to eat? But then they have contests, and they say it brains, but I say to Doug, is it really brains? He say, no, it tastes like chicken. I went, it's chicken. And I ate a lot of, my stomach hurt. I ate a lot of chicken. And I went, you know those were cow brains, right? He goes, no. Doug say it tastes like chicken, means chicken. I went, sure, buddy.
So this guy is fully off. Fully off, dude.
He's posting his soft dick on Twitter.
Yeah, turning into a werewolf at 50. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes out with a few... he comes out with a few every time.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
He also, I've talked about it before, he aggressively makes out with drunk chicks and takes pictures on his digital camera.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's got to be for so many girls, like a next morning surprise.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I feel like...
Because it's a level playing field.
Yeah.
Well, that was what I was going to ask. What? Where are the ethics on, like... Like, he's clearly not got all of his mental faculties, but mm-hmm. they're drunk as shit, so who is...
Who's
taking advantage of who?
Exactly.
I think it's a dead heat.
Okay. Yeah, you think it's a wash?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's... It's like, it's you fucked up. You fucked up, he's retarded.
Yeah.
If people...
Yeah.
And I do have an affinity for this person. If anyone wants to go through the... If you're subscribed, go through the archives. The Howling 2 episode of Spook Show features this person.
Okay.
To which he stopped the show in its tracks to review every movie in the Howling franchise.
Love it.
In order. And then when I went to talk, he went, please, respect my wishes. I am not done. It's in a 20-minute monologue.
That's awesome.
Respect my wishes. I'm not done. It's so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah.
No, that is the you give a tart a mic and you never know what you're going to get. They don't get to talk a lot.
He spoke at my friend's funeral.
What?
It was one of those things where anyone could go up.
Yeah.
And we saw him about to get out. And we were like,
no way.
I was upset because the first thing I wanted to do was text the dead guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, you're not going to believe.
Who's speaking at your funeral?
You just got up to speak at your fucking funeral.
Incredible.
We're dying, right? Well, first of all, so he comes in. He wears the same, he's got an outfit.
Yeah.
Which is heavy metal t-shirt, black jeans, hoodie, metal vest, spiked collar, and then usually sometimes also denim jacket, giant backpack.
Okay.
Whenever you see an adult with a huge backpack for regular life.
Yeah, it's Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's two reasons. It's either like mentally deficient or homeless. Those are the only reasons.
And he goes to my buddy's funeral.
Maybe they have a job interview and they don't live in New York City.
No,
so
I mean a giant back, like a huge.
How much bigger than that one?
Much.
Okay.
Much.
Like a European backpacker backpack?
Just a much bigger and like full of like life accoutrement.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He shows up, and it was amazing. The lack of social awareness made me so happy. He stands up, puts his bag down in front of the coffin, prays, does a big show,
yeah.
Walks up to the family, says hello to each of them.
Yeah.
And you know how funerals have the comfy chairs in the front row for the family?
Yeah.
It was my friend's sisters and his mom. And then this guy took the other comfy chair.
Awesome. No
way. And just, he must have looked and went, oh, there's only one comfy chair left.
Yeah.
So he sat with the family.
At the front.
And then when everybody lined up to give condolences, he got in the line with the family.
Oh, my God.
And started thanking people for coming.
You know what? I bet your friend, like you said, you wanted to text your friend. He probably would have loved it.
I believe in an afterlife, and I'm stoked that your friend. Because
what happened was
awesome.
This guy went up to speak, and he got applause.
Yeah,
and he wouldn't. Then he got hooked on it.
Yeah,
and he ran out of shit to talk about real quick.
Yeah, but he didn't want to get off.
But he didn't want to end it, so he's just vamping.
Yeah,
and it was. There was a few hard bombs at this funeral. Yeah. I mean, it was great.
Yeah.
It was like a mic. It was fun.
Yeah. Awesome.
But he goes, because he draws, he goes, you know, Doug was a big fan of mine.
Yeah.
He DM'd me all the time how talented I am. You know, I bring up this, and he goes in his phone and like brings up a Facebook message. And he's like, cool work, dude.
Yeah,
he understand how talented I am.
Oh my god!
Another dude, girl.
A fucking treat!
Another girl got up hammered and started talking about her S&M relationship with the body.
Awesome!
In front of his child relatives.
I love it.
Awesome.
Yes.
And whoop. And I got to watch.
And whoop.
A guy who we all already didn't like get the hook, which I have never seen at a funeral.
Did they have a literal hook? They have like
they
a cane?
Had the person whose funeral it was, his sisters had to take the mic out of his hand.
Yeah.
And say, you know,
enough.
Just like every party Doug was at, no one knows when to leave. And we're going to call it there because the guy did like 15 and had not gotten to Doug yet. He told us his life story.
Awesome.
And somehow how it related. And then at one point, and again, Doug's got like 8 to 10-year-old nieces and nephews there. And he's like, yeah, you know, I spent a lot of nights with Doug doing blow, you know, fucking porn stars in bathrooms.
Oh, I love it.
You know, we got in a lot of trouble together. And, you know, he loves to fuck. And I'm just watching these kids.
God damn,
like,
that's what I want in my eulogy.
Yeah, dude.
You know, she loved to fuck.
It
like,
was,
that's
dude,
so
it was
good.
A nightmare. It was so bad.
Oh, dude. But that is like, I don't know if you can think of a situation better than that. To be at, like, as a comic, to just see insane people go up at a funeral that really doesn't relate to them at all.
It was such an opportunity.
Yeah.
For crazy people to talk.
Yeah, and they loved it.
Oh, it was, oh.
And that's got to be not like you're mourning, like you're sad you miss somebody, but here's just a beautiful little sprinkle of happiness to just.
We were very aware of it.
That's awesome.
And it was the funnest idea I've ever seen at a funeral, and I will recommend this. When Doug passed away, his family, one of the first things they did was get all of his clothes together, get them washed very well, and then separate them by size and put them out at the funeral.
To take. That's a good idea.
And by the end of the funeral, everyone was wearing Doug's clothes.
That's kind
of
nice.
On top of their funeral clothes, looking hilarious. Sure.
That's fun.
But they had all his stuff, so they're like, we don't obviously want it.
Yeah, what are we going to do with these
clothes? Like, everybody took something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would highly recommend. If you're planning something, that goes over big. It's nice to have a take home. It's really nice to have a little take home.
You never get funeral favors.
You don't
get like the little fucking book.
And usually you'll grab something that you remember him wearing.
Yeah, that's cool.
So highly recommend it. Thank you for letting me talk about my buddy. I think we're about done, but let's finish on this. One more for the Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian. I have a theme on this show. Canadian prostitute bans Indians and Pakistanis. Shannon?
Wow.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Ooh, hey. I'm a Canadian sex worker, and I used to know
people
from these countries. Let's talk about that. So when I was first starting out, my rates were about half what they are now, and I also didn't do screening or deposits back then because I was like, I just wanted as many clients as possible, so I would just like not require any screening. And one thing I noticed, one was that majority of my clients were from those countries. And the second one was I was also noticing patterns in how they treated me. One thing is for sure, and you can't really argue with me on this, India and Pakistan have very strong rape cultures. That is just a fact, and I noticed it, and especially how they treated me. Some of the issues that I encountered were, for example, showing up with less money than they were supposed to on purpose to try and barter with me about the prices. A lot of them would be extremely aggressive with me, extremely disrespectful. Many of them would have really bad hygiene and or refuse to take a shower before service started. And a lot of those things obviously left a very bad taste in my mouth.
No shit. I bet they did.
The fact that I saw a client from one of those countries, and he tried to force me to do the do without a condom on. And that was extremely traumatizing. And what's worse is I went to the police about this. I had his full name and everything, and they said that they couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, no, aren't
and
you doing something
I was
illegal?
Really scared because, like, if something like that happened again, then I'd go to the police. They wouldn't do anything, right? And so I stopped seeing people. From those,
so stop being a hooker.
Yeah, the thing I'm like,
or get a pimp.
I am obviously I have a porn podcast.
Yeah.
I'm pro sex
of
work
course,
and all
of
that
course.
Kind
of
stuff.
Yeah,
but I don't think the police can't. Like, aren't you doing something illegal? Like, isn't that like your? Isn't I'm pretty sure prostitution
isn't
illegal,
it kind of like going to the cops say somebody stole my crack.
Yeah, 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 that's what I think it is. Like,
I guess is a very weird way to report a rape.
But I don't think they're like, you're telling us you're doing a crime and someone assaulted you while you're doing crime. Like, he shouldn't have done that. Of course, no.
Yeah.
But
technically, you have to call Batman.
Yeah, well, that like she said, you should have a pimp. You should have a pimp to come in and fuck this guy up.
And I'm anti-pimp, but like you should have something.
I think you should have
security of some sort. Yeah.
A taser named Octavius.
Yeah,
like, give him a black name.
It doesn't. It doesn't need to be like your actual pimp, but it needs to like have
maybe a shiny jacket with all the NBA logos on it.
Yeah,
something.
A shiny jacket.
Yeah, a shiny jacket with the yellow M&M on it.
Yeah, he's gonna be back soon, and so you better, dude. Yeah. No, like I'm like we need sex work. It's good. It's good for society.
But please, 100%. Let's. I want to hear the rest of
that. Yeah.
Countries to protect myself. Again, this was before I did deposits. This was before I raised my rates. And I'm thinking about, you know, how my business is right now. And it's going really well. But I've had a lot of people from those countries asking to see me, and I'm turning them away. But I'm thinking now, especially like with logistically, me having higher rates now means that obviously if you're going to see me, you're probably going to have money. And if you have money, you probably know a thing or two about how to navigate the world and how to treat people with respect, right? And I'm wondering, you know, maybe I should start seeing them again. You know, maybe because I do require screening and a deposit and my prices are higher, maybe they will treat me differently. And so I'm going to give it another shot. I'm going to start seeing people from those countries again. Obviously, if I get the same bullshit, I'm not going to see them anymore. But I feel like I'll give it another shot. Obviously, I'm a little bit scared because...
You tricky whore. This was a commercial.
Yeah.
This is a commercial for, hey, fucking woo-woos, fuck, who wants to fuck?
This is... The whole time I'm watching this, I'm like, you're going viral from this. You better have the OnlyFans, like, link in bio right now.
I'm sure she does. You can't
on TikTok.
They
will ban you.
You can't on TikTok, but this was posted on TikTok, but she probably has it somewhere.
Yeah.
Can we find this girl's OnlyFans? What's her name? I could find this OnlyFans in 2 seconds, I bet. In-person work is just tougher. You just got to get the OnlyFans cooking. That's the real answer to this.
Yeah.
I follow a
hire one of those Indian guys to pretend to be you and talk to these simps.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Larissa Tressel. What are we looking at price-wise? Solo BG content, photo bundles, fully nude, joys, sex tapes, BBBJ tapes. What's BBBJ?
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Fuck machine. Okay, and what's she charging?
What is that per month? I don't have the glasses on. What is that?
$7.99
is not bad.
I need you to understand that when I had my bikini OnlyFans that I didn't get naked on,
it's
$25 a month.
Yeah, that's obscene. You're insane.
I made so much money. For $7.99 is crazy. You just up it.
Yeah, you could.
And then
just
Then you don't have to hook.
Can you find her Instagram too? We got her Instagram. I gotta see a little bit of this warlock over here.
She's very pretty.
She is pretty. There was a filter on for sure.
I follow a subreddit called Client Cringe that I found just there was a girl that was like on the bonfire and she like had posted something and she was on there and I found it and it's just sex workers like sharing their horror stories or these awful like text messages from like, terrible clients. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. It's such a good read. But
Shannon, get some of those for the next couple episodes.
It seems like they're from everything that I've read, it seems like most of them actually have that same exact policy where like they'll screen for race and like the only one that they're trying to weed out is like Indian guys.
Yeah.
Pakistani guys.
I know that in Amsterdam, the big one they try to cut out is the British dudes. The British dudes are apparently
that
the
makes
worst.
Sense.
I think they said like British guys and Russian guys are the two that they never want to see. My buddy was in Amsterdam and he said the Brits are like so fucking obnoxious with how they interact with everything because they'll be like a guy will go in to see a girl in one of the fucking glass windows and shit. And then all the dudes wait outside and when he comes out, they fucking cheer like he's a jolly good fellow and shit and like make a big show of everything. And they're like so loud and so obnoxious and hard to deal with. They're rude to the girls and like all the shit. And they've started making ads in the Netherlands being like, hey, if you're from England, don't come down. Don't come. Please don't come.
That's true. Like, like every country.
Yeah.
I feel like the worst tourists are always
the Brits.
British
dudes.
I'll take it. I'll take it. And we all learned a lot today. Shannon, find some of those stories for later in the week.
Yeah, our Client Cringe.
Thank you. Thank you to my wonderful guests, Che Dorina. Check out Two Goons. And a sincere happy birthday to the beautiful and hilarious and kind Josie Marzolino.
Thank you.
All our lives are better because you're in it. So thank you very much. And we will see you this Wednesday here on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew.